The leper said, if you choose, if you choose, if you want to, I know you have the power. He knew that he was speaking to one who could do wondrous things. He knew that he was speaking to one who had the power of God. He knew he was speaking to one who could change the world. But he also knew he was speaking to someone who had the power to say no. Does Jesus say no to us, or does he choose to do what we ask? Does he choose to heal us when we feel we need healing, or change things when we feel we need things changed, or answer our prayers when we call to him? Sometimes he chooses. Sometimes he says, I do choose. And sometimes he says no. It's not the right time. It's not the right question. It's not the right thing for you to ask. Are we asking for the right things? Is there a reason why he does not choose us? Are we prepared to receive his blessing if it were to come? Janis Joplin sang a song a few years ago that I have always remembered. It was a little satirical, but it touched me at the time, and it reminds me sometimes now. Do y'all remember it? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz? And it goes on and on. But sometimes we do that. Do you, as parents, always choose to give your children what they ask for? Of course not. If they ask for something that's going to give them a stomachache before dinner, you choose to make them wait until afterwards, and then they can have their dessert. If they want something that might hurt them, you don't just give it to them. You might want to instruct them in its proper use. If a six-year-old wants to play with the, you know, sharp knives or the chainsaw, well, of course we're not going to give them something that could hurt them. God does not want to give us things that will hurt us. And yet sometimes it seems that when we ask for things and get them, we wonder why we ask after we've gotten them. Sometimes we have to be careful what we ask for. I know I've heard many Christians say, I must have prayed for patience because God is really teaching it to me with the things he brings me. Sometimes we wonder, sometimes we wonder if we ask for the wrong things. Sometimes we pray for miracles, and we see them happen. And then it's like God is walking and talking and standing right with us. And you just feel electrified. I know I have seen some amazing things in my ministry. I have seen people transformed. I have seen people healed. I have heard doctors and nurses say, it must be a miracle because we had given up. I have had people come to me and say, you changed my life. And I knew that it wasn't me. It was him using me. Because before I had Christ in my life, I couldn't do that. I couldn't speak words that would transform someone's life. I couldn't do things that would help people overcome their struggles. I couldn't see what was going on or hear what was needed. All I could see and hear was what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go, what I wanted, what I thought I needed. But what I needed most of all was to have him in my life. And what does Jesus tell the leper after he is healed? Go to the temple. Do the right thing. Show that you have been healed to the priest and make your sacrifices. And what does he do? Not what he's told. He goes out and tells everybody. So now Jesus can't even come into town without being mobbed with all the people that want healing and want miracles and want to see him do miracles and want all that flashy stuff. That's not what Jesus was there to do. He chose to heal the man in spite of the fact that he knew that it might make his life more difficult. Do we choose to reach out to those in need in spite of the fact that it may make our lives more difficult? Sometimes we do. And when we do, I think we are often hugely blessed. I've had the chance to go on a couple of mission trips. Went to Mexico, went to El Salvador. You don't have to go far in order to feel the power of God. But on both of those occasions, I saw God moving in people's lives. But the thing that impressed me the most about the trip as a whole was that we, as missionaries, were the ones who seemed to get the most blessing. We went somewhere to bless other people, thinking that we had so much to give. And they gave us so much back that we came back with more than we had. Oh, we might have left everything that we took in the suitcase there for the people that were there. But what they gave us in our hearts, what they did for our lives, was wondrous beyond price. Amen. Amen. What can we do with the power of Christ in our lives? What can we not do with the power of Christ in our lives? Are we willing to be His servants? Are we willing to be His hands in the field? Are we willing to be there for people who are in need? Or do we just want Him to do what we choose? And does He respond with, I do choose, or I do not? Amen.